每个人的生活里头啊，一定或多或少的有觉得忧虑、害怕的事情。
In everyone's lives, we more or less worry about things, and we are afraid about certain things.
啊，所以也有人说，这个惧怕是一种啊，存在每一个人生活里头当中的啊，这个重要的敌人之一。
And that's why some people say fear is an important enemy in everyone's lives.
啊，真的忧虑、惧怕常常会这个打倒一个人。
And worry and fear often strikes down a person.
啊，但是这也是对人一个很重要的提醒跟证据。
But these are also a very important reminder for us.
啊，那这也是人堕落的啊，人有罪、人堕落的一项证据。
And this is also an evidence of the fall of man.
我们请看《创世纪》第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪三章第十节
Genesis chapter 3 verse 10
第十节他说我在园中听见你的声音我就害怕因为我赤身肉体我变长了、
Verse 10 So he said I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself
这里提到亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园里头他们听到神的声音他们害怕
Here the Bible records that Adam and EveWhen they heard the voice of God in the Garden of Eden, they were afraid.
啊，这是他们违背了神的吩咐之后的一项非常明显的啊事实。
And it's a clear truth and consequence of them disobeying God.
啊，所以这个害怕就是人犯罪、人堕落的一项重要的证据。
And therefore, fear is a very important evidence of the fall of man.
啊，在我们生活当中有忧虑、有害怕，这就证明了我们在神的面前，我们是罪人。
In our lives, we have worries and we have fears, and this proves that we are sinners in front of God.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们就需要神的怜悯、神的救恩。
And because we are sinners, we need God's saving grace.
惧怕会将人跟救恩来隔离。
Fear can separate us from salvation.
神在创世纪第三章，神呼叫这个亚当跟夏娃。
In chapter 3 of Genesis, God called out to Adam and Eve.
这应该我们也可以把它想成这是神的一个提醒。
We can think of it as a reminder from God.
神当然知道他们在哪里。
Of course, God knows where they are.
那好像这个神没有看见他们，神不晓得他们在哪里。
Even though it seems as if God did not see them and God didn't know where they were.
其实神是希望他们能够这个自己承认错误。
In fact, God was hoping that they would admit to their own fault.
但是我们看到亚当夏娃他们是把自己藏起来。
But as we can see, Adam and Eve hid themselves.
今天有很多的人也常常将自己跟救恩给隔开。
And today, similarly, a lot of people separate themselves from salvation.
有人觉得说神不会爱我。
People feel like, oh, God wouldn't love me.
因为我的罪太深重了。
Because my sin is too great.
有的人觉得说我跟信仰是这个我对我这个信仰对我来讲呢，我是没有那个福气。
Some people think.Having a faith is simply too much of a blessing for me.
因为他跟很多的基督徒比起来，他觉得说他有很多的亏欠。
Perhaps this person feels like he or she has too many faults compared to Christians.
他觉得有很多人觉得说我生活当中已经习惯的这一些错误，我改不了。
Or these people may feel like sinning is already a habit in their life and they cannot change.
所以有人害怕自己没有办法。变成一个新人所以呢，他不敢来接近救恩。
And because they are afraid that they cannot be reborn, they are afraid to come near salvation.
有的人从道理上来离开，他不敢再回来因为他觉得说他没有办法重新开始。
And some people who departed from the word and the truth, they wouldn't return because they feel like they cannot start again.
有时候有人害怕周遭的人的评论所以他不敢来。就近主耶稣。
Some people also fear the judgment of others, and therefore they are afraid to draw near Lord Jesus.
我们请参考约翰福音第七章。
Let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 47. 47, then the Pharisees answered them, are you also deceived?
48,
have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him?
在这里这个法利赛人他们所差弃的人讲的这一段话
And here the Pharisees said this to the people that they have cut off from them.
在46节这些差役本来他们是要把主耶稣抓来
Originally the officers were sent to take Lord Jesus into custody.
但是呢他们回来了他们并没有把主耶稣带来
But once they returned they did not bring Lord Jesus with them.
那所以这个法利赛人就问说那你们为什么没有把主耶稣抓来呢
So the Pharisees asked the officers why did you not lock up Jesus.
46节他们回答说从来没有像他这样说话的
And the officer said, no man ever spoke like this man.
但是法利赛人说在我们当中我们这些官长或法利赛人有人是跟随耶稣信耶稣的吗
And the Pharisees, are any of the rulers or the Pharisees believers in Christ?
这些法利赛人他们的意见他们的看法就代表着犹太社会的应该有的看法
And the Pharisees, their point of view is supposed to represent the point of view of the Jewish society.
所以在主耶稣的时代，事实上有一些人呢，他们是不敢公开的来跟随主耶稣。
So that's why during the time of Lord Jesus, many people were afraid to follow Lord Jesus in public.
因为他们害怕这些法利赛人他们的主张，他们的意见。Because
they were afraid of the opinion and the judgment of the Pharisees.
所以害怕会将人跟救恩来。
That's why fear can be a barrier between us and salvation.
那我们从另外一个角度来看，这个害怕也会使我们对向人传福音做见证这件事情，让我们不敢前进。And
if we look at it from another point of view, fear can also be a barrier that's stopping us from preaching or testifying to others.
所以害怕会阻挡人来。 来领受救恩，害怕也会阻挡人来传福音。
Fear can stop people from receiving salvation, and fear can also stop us from preaching God's grace.
有时候我们真的会怕向人来见证传讲主耶稣基督。
Sometimes we really do fear to testify Lord Jesus' grace to other people.
有时候我们明明我们带着一些传单或者文宣品，我们也 害怕着说拿出来拿给人家。
Even though we brought along flyers or publications, we are afraid to pull them out and give them to people.
甚至有时候呢，我们是不愿意带着这些文宣品在我们身上。
And sometimes we won't even be willing to bring these publications with us.
因为带在身上就会有那一种挣扎。
Because bringing these publications with us means that we will have that struggle.
我是不是要拿给？ 拿给这一些人
Should I hand it out to these people?
有时候我们也会怕说把人带到教会来
And sometimes we're afraid to bring people to church
我们会觉得说我们的祷告用灵言祷告是不是会吓到别人
We're worried whether our prayer in tongue and in spirit will scare people
我们这个害怕着说别人来到教会他是不是会觉得 很不自在
And we're afraid that people will feel uncomfortable when we bring them to church.
所以因为害怕，所以有时候我们就不是很容易去向人来传讲福音。
And because of fear, we don't spread the gospel very easily.
我们来看一下撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章16节
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 16
16节神的耶柜进了大卫城的时候扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户看见大卫王在神面前 踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。
Verse 16, Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
这是星期一晚上在北区的家庭聚会的时候，有位弟兄他提出来的一个经节。
And one of the brothers brought this verse up during the Gospel Tea Fellowship.
家庭聚会。
Family service. Sorry.
他的意思就是说，这个大卫这个人跟神之间他真的有着那一层很真实那很真实的那一层关系。
And this brother, what he meant was that King David really had a deep relationship with the Lord.
他是一个王但是呢，在这样的一个情形之下，他跟很多人一起在神的面前这里说踊跃跳舞。
And even though he is a king, he leaps and whirls along with the rest of the people, celebrating the Lord.
在很多的人眼中来看，这个好像跟他的身份好像不太配合。
And in the eyes of many people, this does not fit with his status.
所以甚至这个米甲他的太太心中也这样来觉得不妥当心中来轻视大卫。
So even Michal, who is King David's wife, despised him in her heart.
那我们相信大卫在那个跳跃在那个踊跃跳舞当中，他真的是很 enjoy 在神的面前这样来赞美神，来感谢神。
And we believe that King David really rejoiced in leaping and whirling before the Lord and praising the Lord.
我们在祷告上面相信，在灵里头的祷告，我们都有很多的体验跟体会。
And we believe that when we have our prayers and spirits, prayer and spirit, we have many experiences.
那我想大卫在这里给我们一个很好的这种启发。
And King David provides an inspiration for us.
纵然他是一个国王，他在神的面前是这样子的这样子的很单纯的，而且是很投入的来敬拜神，来赞美神。
Even though he is a king, he can worship before the Lord with such a pure heart and sincerity.
那最近有一个基督徒的朋友，我们去帮他祷告，他每一次都说这个灵言祷告真的让他感受很深很有力量。
And recently we have a friend who is a Christian and we have been going to pray for him. Each time he tells us that the prayer in spirit is very moving and powerful.
所以事实上很多信仰的事情我们实在是不用 有那么多的担心跟害怕。
So the fact is that in many spiritual matters we don't have to worry that much.
保罗给我们的教训就是我们要用对神的信心来代替我们那些不必要的害怕。
And Paul's lesson to us is that we should use our faith in God to replace all the unnecessary worries in our life.
尤其在做见证传福音这件事情上面。
Especially in the task of spreading the gospel and testifying for the Lord.
事实上传福音也是我们得着平安的一个方法之一。
And in actuality, spreading the gospel is a way for us to attain peace.
做见证传福音会让我们得着平安。
Testifying and preaching will allow us to find peace.
那这个是另外一个层面一个很好的很重要的一种平安。
And this is peace in another layer and it's very important.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at the book of Philippians chapter 4.
我们如何来得着这种做见证的平安？
And how do we find this kind of peace that comes from testifying?
腓立比书第四章第六节。
The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
第一个，我们要为传福音的事情来做祷告。
First, we must pray for the business of preaching.
在第六节告诉我们说，凡事都可以借着祷告来向神祈求。
Verse 6 tells us that in everything we can ask God through prayer and supplication.
我们相信 这一个经啊，我们相信神的应许啊，所以在我们生活当中，我们有很多的祈求的祷告。
We believe in the promises of God, and that is why in our daily lives we ask Him for many things in prayer.
哦，我们为了我们个人在祷告。
We pray for ourselves.
啊，为了我们身体的健康祷告。
We pray for our health.
为了我们的工作祷告。
We pray for work.
啊，为了我们的事业祷告。
We pray for business.
哦，我们为很多我们个人的需要来向神祷告。
And we pray to God for many of our personal needs.
啊，我们也常常为我们的家庭祷告。
And we also pray for our family.
啊，我们为我们的配偶祷告。
Or our spouse.
我们为我们的儿女祷告。
Our children.
哦，做儿女的为父母亲祷告。
And the children pray for our parents.
哦，我们也常常啊为教会来祷告。
And we often pray for the church.
啊，尤其我们总是啊，在尔湾教会，我们为了我们的第二期的工程在祷告。
Especially at Irvine Church, when we pray constantly for the second phase construction.
啊，甚至我们为了这个社会、这个国家在祷告。
Or we pray for the society or the country that we live in.
那我们是否也为了传福音的事情在祷告呢
？But are we praying also for preaching, evangelism?
啊，这里说我们凡事都要借着祷告来向神祈求。
Verse 6 says, "In everything by prayer and supplication."
哦，传福音做见证会让我们得着平安。
Because preaching and testifying for God will bring us peace.
哦，所以我们要为了传福音做见证这件事工来祷告。
So we must pray for the holy work of evangelism.
啊，求神带领我们遇见那些需要的人。
So may God lead us to meet all the people who need Him the most.
啊，耶稣的门徒之一腓力啊，他去找到他的朋友拿但业。
Philip, one of the 12 disciples of Lord Jesus, went to find his friend,
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
啊，这拿但业啊，他在思想着这个整个以色列国，整个啊神这个神的国度。
Nathaniel pondered about the kingdom of Israel and also the kingdom of God.
本来是应该是一个蒙神祝福的国家，但是为什么他们现在是在罗马帝国的统治？
And Israel was supposed to be a country and a nation blessed by God, but why are they under the oppression of Rome?
主耶稣来到一棵桑树下，他抬头来叫这个撒该。
And Lord Jesus came under a tree, and he called out to Zacchaeus.
这个撒该虽然很有钱，但是他心里头很空虚，很痛苦。
Even though Zacchaeus is very wealthy, his heart is very empty and pained.
啊，主耶稣呼叫撒该。
And Lord Jesus called out to Zacchaeus.
啊，在约翰福音第四章啊，主耶稣他去就近那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
In chapter 4 of the Gospel of John, Lord Jesus approached a Samaritan woman.
啊，这个撒玛利亚的妇人啊，她的身世是啊是。是一个啊非常可怜可悲的一个啊一个妇女。
And the Samaritan woman is a very pitiful woman.
哦，她心中有一个很强烈的那一种啊渴望能够啊这个得着啊这个得着神的这个安慰。
And in her heart, she has a very strong desire to be comforted by God.
哦，就好像她渴望着。这个井里的活水一样。
Just like how she desired after the water in the well.
啊，我们求神让我们能够遇见这些需要的人。
So we ask God to allow us to meet these people who need Him.
好，那我们也求神啊，让我们能够给予这些需要的人他们所需要的啊这些信息跟见证。
And may God also allow us to give the testimonies and the message that these people need to them.
啊，主耶稣让拿但业知道，他就是众人所期望的那个有这个以色列人的王。
And Lord Jesus allowed Nathaniel to know that he is the Messiah, the Savior.
啊，主耶稣让撒该知道说，他能够胜过自己的软弱。
And Lord Jesus let Zacchaeus know that he can overcome his own weaknesses.
啊，主耶稣让撒玛利亚的妇人知道说，他的确能够得到那生命的活水。
And Lord Jesus allowed the Samaritan woman to know that she indeed can find the spring of life.
啊，我们常常为周遭的人他们的得救来做祷告。
So let us pray constantly for the salvation of those around us.
啊，请看《使徒行传》26章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章二十七节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 27.
Verse 27,
King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe.
这是保罗跟这个亚基帕王之间他们的对话。
And this is the conversation between the Apostle Paul and King Agrippa.
28节，亚基帕对保罗说，你想稍微一欠，便叫我做基督徒啊。
And verse 28, then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian.
这个保罗啊，虽然这是一个啊，这是这个这这是一个王啊，但是在神，保罗知道他在神的面前，他也只不过是个罪人。
And even though this is a king that stands before Paul, Paul knows that this king is no more than a sinner before God.
所以保罗也希望他能够领受救恩，罪得赦免。
So Paul also hopes that this king will repent and receive salvation.
那这个人他也可以感受到这个保罗啊，他的这种意愿企图。
And this person also was aware of Paul's motivation and what he wanted.
所以他对保罗说，你这样子欠我是想要叫我做基督徒啊。
So King Agrippa said to Paul, you are trying to make me a Christian.
二十九节，保罗说，无论是少欠是多欠，我向神所求的，不但你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这些锁链。
Verse 29, and Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both, almost and together, such as I am, except for these chains.
所以保罗他也很坦白地说，是的，我希望你能够得救。
So Paul said very bluntly, yes, I hope that you can become a Christian.
那不但你，我更希望在这今天在场的人，他们也都能够得救。
And not only you, but all who hear me today.
这就是为什么保罗他是一个祷告的人。
And that is why Paul is a man of prayer.
他常常为着周遭的人的得救来祷告。
And he often prays for the salvation of those around him.
请我们再看回腓立比书第四章。
Let's return to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
我们必须对我们的见证，我们的传福音要有所计划。
We must plan our preaching and our testimonies.
我们从神的创造我们知道神是一个有秩序、有计划的神。
And we know that God is an organized God with a very clear logical procession from how He created the world.
所以我们在做很多的事情上面，我们也都是需要有计划、有组织、有秩序。
So in whatever we do, let us also have plans and organization.
所以我们这件重要的事情，传福音的事情，我们也要有所计划的来进行。
And in spreading the gospel, which is a very important business, we must also plan ahead.
讲到计划呢，我们常常会觉得说，在计划一件事情呢，我们总是心里会有点害怕会有点不安。
Speaking of planning things, we often feel like when we plan things, we feel very worried, fearful.
尤其是对那种重大的事情、没有把握的事情，我们在做计划的时候，心中会有忧虑。
Especially when we plan very big, and important things that are uncertain, we feel very fearful.
那这两节告诉我们呢，我们可以很平安的、很安心的来做这个。传福音的计划。
But these two verses tell us that we can make plans for evangelism without any worries.
因为第六节一开始告诉我们说要我们可以一无挂虑。
Because verse 6 tells us that we should be anxious for nothing.
做先到的计划真的会让我们有忧虑的。
And planning for evangelism may give us some worries.
因为这个不是在对事情，这个是在对人。
Because it's not planning to deal with a problem, but to deal with other people.
这个事情常常是比较单纯的，比较容易处理的。
And often, other matters might be easy to deal with and finish.
我们常常说这个做人最难。
But it's the toughest to deal with other people.
那处理人的事情也是最难的事情。
And dealing with the matters of humans is often the hardest thing to do.
那传福音不是对事情，是对人。
And spreading the gospel is not about different matters, but to different people.
对很多的事情，我们可以事先来预估。
And we can often estimate when it comes to other matters.
比如说我们这个教会的扩建。
For example, the construction expansion of our church.
那我们可以去预估说，你要盖怎样子，用什么材料，它大概会花多少钱。
And we can estimate how much it will cost by looking at what materials we will be using.
但是对人的心，我们常常是没有办法去预估的。
But we cannot guess or estimate the heart of another person.
能够预估的，我们能够掌握，我们能够比较能，我们能够有把握说可以成功。
And those things that we can estimate, we feel like we can succeed with them more.
但是对那个我们没有办法去把握的人的心，我们总是会有失败的这个阴影存在。
But the human heart, which is so unpredictable, make us worry that we will fail.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们应当一无挂虑。
But verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing.
因为人的心真的实在不是掌握在我们的预估或者我们的手中。
Because the heart of man is not within our calculations or within our control.
所以神他不会强求我们。
So God will not force our hands.
所以神说应当一无挂虑。
And God says be anxious for nothing.
对事情我们都可以一无挂虑，更何况是救人这件事情。
And if we can be anxious, if we can not be anxious about even other matters, then what about the matter of salvation?
为什么我们能够很平安的来做传福音的计划？
And how can we peacefully make plans for evangelism?
因为第六节告诉我们说，凡事只要借着祷告。
Because verse 6 also tells us that by everything we only need prayer and supplication.
甚至第六节告诉我们说，我们也凡事来感谢。
And verse 6 also tells us that we must do so in thanksgiving.
因为我们知道我们为神所做的一切都有神的祝福在里头。
Because we know that everything that we do for God has his blessings in them.
所以我们为我们还没有看见的神的祝福，我们先来做感谢。
And that is why we must give thanks for the blessings that God has in store for us.
那有了这样的平安的心，我们再来看，我们可以做一些什么计划跟准备。
And with this kind of peaceful heart, we can look at what kind of plans and preparations we can make for evangelism.
我们要常常去警觉到，察觉到我们所接触的人，他的需要是什么。
And we must constantly be aware of what the needs of the people that we come in contact with are.
今天有很多人，他们实在是需要这种生活的智慧。
And many people today really need wisdom in their lives.
有人在公司里头很有才能。
Some people may be very talented working in a company.
但是他对自己，他对家庭呢，他却一筹莫展。
But they have no solutions when it comes to their family.
有些人在工作上他很有能力。
And some people may excel in their work.
但是对自己的生活呢，他却不晓得该怎么来过生活。
But they don't know how to live their lives.
有一些人在他的生活里头，他需要神迹，他需要神的作为。
And some people, their lives truly need God's miracles and the work of God.
有些人看起来他好像很坚强，其实他心中充满着软弱。
And even though some people may seem to be very strong, their heart is full of weakness.
有一些人看起来他总是在给予，给别人。
Some people may seem to be very giving.
其实他最需要的是人给他的爱。
But when in fact, what they really need the most is people to give love to them.
有些人很努力，但是呢，他还是充满着错误。
Some people are very hardworking, but they still make many mistakes.
他所需要的是那种行善的这个力量。
And what they need is the strength to do good.
有些人很会立志，但是他没有力量。
Some people are really good at setting goals, but they don't have any power.
我们要用心的努力的去察觉出。 周遭的人，他们的需要是什么？
And we must pay close attention so we can find out what the needs of the other people around us are.
那我们对这些需要的人，我们要有那个怜悯的心。
And we must have a merciful heart for these people who have needs.
我们要计划着常常能够站在他们的立场来看事情。
And we must plan and make preparations to experience things from their point of view.
这样子我们才能够真的去怜悯这一个人。
In this way, we can truly empathize with them.
如果用我们自己的标准，常常很多的人是不可爱的。
Because by our own standards, many people are not deserving of being loved.
我们如果觉得这个人不可爱，我们就很难去怜悯这一个人。
And if we don't feel like this person is lovable, then it's hard for us to empathize with them.
教会里头，这个花了很多力量，很多的。 甚至钱呢，准备了很多的文宣品，我们可以用的工具。
And church spends a lot of effort and also money in preparing many tools for us.
那我们要计划着，想着如何去应用这些已经有的工具。
So we must plan accordingly on how to use these tools that have already been prepared.
那我们要常常想着，我如何跟人来分享我个人的见证。
So we must constantly think, how can I share my testimony with others?
请看马可福音第五章。
Let's look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5.
马可福音5章18节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 18.
18节，耶稣上船的时候， 那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在。
Verse 18, and when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him.
19，耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的事和等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”
Verse 19, however, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he has had compassion on you.
20节，那人就走了，在 第一家波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
Verse 20, and he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled.
在这里，这个人他得了主耶稣很大的恩典。
And here, this man received a great grace from the Lord.
所以他恳求主耶稣，他要跟随主耶稣。
So he begged Lord Jesus to allow him to follow.
有时候主耶稣会主动的说：“你来跟从我。”
Sometimes Lord Jesus actively asks someone, "Come follow me."
在这里，这个人他是主动的说他要跟随主耶稣。
But this person assertively asked Lord Jesus to follow him.
但是主耶稣却没有允许他。
But Lord Jesus did not grant him permission.
主耶稣知道他去做另外一件事情会是更有意义、更有功效。
Lord Jesus knew that there was something else more meaningful for this person to do.
主耶稣要他所做的就是去将他所得的恩典来述说出来。
And what Lord Jesus wanted him to do was to proclaim the grace and the blessing that he received.
这个总是跟在主耶稣身旁的这些使徒呢是少数。
The apostles that followed Jesus constantly is very few.
那能够 将所得的恩典来述说的呢，是多数。
But the amount of people who can proclaim the grace that Lord Jesus gave them is very numerous.
因为我们每一个人都从神来领受恩典。
Because each of us receives salvation and grace from God.
所以我们每一个人都可以来向别人述说神在我们身上的作为。
So each of us can share with others what God has done for us.
所以我们要做个计划，做个准备。
So let's make a plan and prepare ourselves.
准备一下，整理一下神在我身上的恩典跟作为。
Prepare a little and organize a little to tell people what God has done for us.
计划一下，我找机会来跟谁说。
Plan and also look for opportunities to tell people.
在这里主耶稣说， 你可以回家向你的亲属说。
Verse 19, Lord Jesus says, you can go home and tell your friends.
那二十节呢？啊，这个人呢，他向这个除了他的啊这个亲人亲属之外呢，他向那个地方的大多数的人都去传说了。
But in verse 20, we can see that he did not only tell his family and also his friends. He told all that he met in Decapolis what Lord Jesus had done for him.
哦，所以这个人他是有准备的，有计划的。
So this man had a plan and he was prepared.
啊，所以在二十节说，听见的人他们都啊都觉得稀奇。
And the result, as we can see in verse 20, is that all marveled.
哦，这些听见的人他们都有所反应，有所回应。
And all the people who heard his story had a response.
请我们再啊看回腓立比书第四章。
Let's return to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你都要思念。
Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
这里保罗告诉我们要去思想那些好的事情、正面的事情、积极的事情。
Here, Paul tells us that we must meditate on the things that are good, the things that are positive.
哦，这在生活当中是很重要、很美好的一件事情。
And this is a wonderful thing that we can have in our life.
啊，在希腊文里头，这个忧虑跟想是同一个字根。
In the Greek language, the word worry and the word to think have the same Greek root.
这其实是真的是有关联的。
And it is in fact linked.
这个忧虑啊，总是从想来的。
And to worry usually stems out of thinking.
哦，所以这个到底要想什么事情，思想什么事情，这个就变得很重要。
So, what we meditate on is very important.
哦，因为想到后来会变成忧虑。
Because whatever we think about can eventually turn into worrying.
哦，那如何去避免忧虑？
And how can we avoid worrying?
啊，这里保罗告诉我们说，第八节提了很多的项目，这些是我们应该去思想的。
And everything mentioned in verse 8 is what we should be meditating about.
哦，那我们把它应用到我们的传福音做见证。
So we can also apply this to our testifying and also evangelism.
哦，我们对我们所见证的要做的见证，我们是很正面、很积极的去看它。
And let us be very proactive and also positive about the testimony that we are going to give.
我们在做见证之前，我们就要知道啊，我们这个我们的对象啊，他正需要我们所传给他的福音。
And before we give the testimony, we must know that the people who will be hearing it need this gospel. 啊，
那我们求主耶稣赐给我们这样的信心。
Let us ask God to give us this kind of faith.
啊，我们相信主耶稣能够帮助我们，让我们来结出这种啊得人的果子。
And because we believe that Lord Jesus can help us be fruitful in our evangelism.
哦，借着我们的见证，能够让失丧的来归回。
So that through our testimony, those who have wandered and were lost can return to God.
借着我们的见证，会让那些不平安、有忧虑的人、有困扰的人，他们得着平安。
And through our testimony, we can give comfort to those who worry and those who are troubled.
啊，真的，我们在传福音的事情上面，我们就是总是这样的体验。
Because truly, this is the experience we must have when we are testifying.
哦，那尤其我们这个圣职人员呢，我们常常为人这个帮助按手祷告。
Especially for holy workers who often lay hands and pray for the people.
啊，真的常常在按手祷告当中，我看到人的脸啊，从那种不安忧虑啊，转变成这种平安喜乐。
And I have seen while I laid hands on people during prayer that their face turned from one of worrying and trouble, into one that is very joyful and peaceful.
哦，这个啊，很感谢神啊，让我能够 担任这样的一个职分啊，所以能够去体啊，去见证到真的神的恩典带给人是这么的美妙，这么大的改变。
Thank God for allowing me to be in this position so that I can experience how truly amazing and gracious the transformation process is.
哦，真的常常看到在祷告当中那个伸缩的这个眉头啊，就舒展开了。
Sometimes you can see in prayer that their brows, which were originally locked together, become very relaxed.
哦，真的很多人就是正需要我们给他的见证。
And some people truly need the testimony that we give them.
哦，很多人需要我们来为他们祷告。
And a lot of people need our prayers.
好，我们再请看腓立比书四章第九节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 9.
第九节，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。
Verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
这一节保罗是讲到说我们效法保罗所行的。
And in this verse, Paul tells us that we should follow his example.
那我们知道保罗所行的其中一个很重要的重点就是他的传福音。
And we know that one of the most important works that Paul committed himself to was his evangelism.
这里保罗说去做，是平安的神就跟你们同在。
And he says, do these things and the God of peace will be with you.
付诸行动去进行就要领受平安。
And when we commit ourselves to action, then we will receive peace.
这就是我为什么我说这个做见证要得平安。
And that is why I say when you testify, you receive peace.
只是想去做还不够。
Just wanting to do it is not enough.
像保罗这里所说的，都要去行。
And do as what Paul says, to do all these things.
越去传福音，就越没有害怕。
And the more we preach, the fewer fears that we have.
越去传福音，就越不会觉得有这种不好意思的障碍。
And the more we preach, the less we feel embarrassed.
而且在做的当中，神加添我们的信心。
And in doing so, God will strengthen our faith.
信心加添了，害怕就减少了。
And when our faith increases, our fear decreases.
有准备、有计划的去做，一定会有结果。
And if we can do it after having planned and having prepared, God will allow us to bear fruits.
顺服的去做见证，就要领受另外一个层面的平安。
And if we follow God's command to preach, then we will find another sort of peace.
一起唱诗278首。
Let's sing hymn 278 together.